for flexibility. We applied for an injury exception for Yao Ming, and the league granted it. It's really not more complicated than that.
But don't you have, the league doesn't require that Yao's going to be definitely out a whole year before they grant the exception?
The league has their process for determining it. All we did was apply, and they approved it.
So you still have your regular exception?
We still have our mid-level exception, yeah.
Can you be penalized then if he comes back in any way? Or is that,
we would not be penalized if he came back.
Daryl, how important is it that you got the injury level exception?
I think it's really important. It keeps our flexibility to keep improving the team. Obviously, you know, if we had used all of it just on Trevor, yeah, it would have limited our flexibility. We would have still been able to trade and do other things, but this helps us a lot going forward.
Can you explain the intricacies of the injury level exception versus the injury exception versus the mid-level, because you have more, obviously more flexible with the other one?
So the injury exception, they're both the same size, both mid-level size, which is like 5'7" or something like that. The injury exception can only be used on one player once, either through trade or signing, and the mid-level exception can be used in, across multiple players, so it's and broken up, so it's more flexible.
Is there much happening for you right now in the free agent market? I mean, as far as talking to players and that sort of thing?
I think there's maybe a signing in the next week or two, but nothing imminent right now.
Free agent signing you're planning to have within the next week or two?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, depends on if they say yes, I guess.
Does that mean Trevor's not jumping center?
We'll see. We'll obviously still have to address the center spot. I do think the center spot will be most likely addressed through trade. We're not, you know, we obviously publicly were trying to get Martin Gortat. Felt like his money got out of where we were comfortable, and at this point we're looking more at trade options.
You applied for the injury exception today and it was approved today?
No, we applied a few weeks ago.
Okay,
yeah.
And it was applied, or it was approved
a couple of days ago.
Is that a hard process, Daryl, or just you send them the paperwork and you hear back from them?
Yeah, in this case we sent them the paperwork and we heard back from them.
Because of what they do, and they have doctors to review things, it seems a pretty strong indication that there's a likelihood, maybe even a very strong likelihood, that Yao is out for the year. Is there any reason to think otherwise?
Yeah, it's their process, so I don't want to put a timetable on Yao. So
change it to the way I asked during the press conference, and it seems like a very strong likelihood then that he will choose a surgical option rather than another immobilization like last time. Is there any reason that would not be what we have sort of seen today?
Yeah, again, I don't want to comment on Jonathan, just because I'm trying to be respectful to Yao. I think we want to always be coordinated on any announcements with him. So
I'm just trying to search my brain for any other possible conclusions.
See, everyone can speculate, but I want to be very careful about any of our Yao Ming announcements.
Does the NBA have to approve what physicians examine him coming back to that injury?
The NBA decides the process and you know, and what has to happen. Mm-hmm. And in this case, it was just paperwork.
Okay, but I mean, they don't choose the doctors and say these are the doctors we want to examine him.
They can choose a doctor.
Okay. Did that happen in this case?
No, just paperwork.
Just paperwork, not even MRIs and that kind of thing?
We submitted everything we had.
So MRI, CT scan.
Yeah, they had access to all the info we had.
And this is before he's been consulting with doctors and going through his course of treatment then?
It was sort of at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Von Wafer, is there anything news with him?
Yeah, with Von, it opens up the possibility. You know, I think Von would not have come back for the minimum. We would have wanted him back at the minimum. It opens up the possibility now that we've got this exception, that we've got mid-level left, that we could bring Ron back if it works monetarily for both sides.
What was the magic words you used to get this guy? He had all these people chasing him, and you go down there and...
We just have a, you know, I think we have a great organization. You know, it starts with Mr. Alexander and the winning tone he sets, and Coach Adelman. You know, I flew in and met with him on Thursday, and Coach Adelman met with him on Friday or Saturday. I can't remember exactly the day. And I think, you know, Trevor, he likes his ability to continue to grow as a player here. And I think he likes just the culture of the team. He feels like he fits in. And I think he saw that culture firsthand in the playoffs. You know, we're the only team that got him to seven games. You know, he felt like he liked their never say die attitude with, you know, with even with Yao and Tracy out, how we gave them their best fight.
Do you still consider that you have a lot of heavy lifting still to do player-wise going forward?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're not done. We're hoping to do more. I think we're going to be careful and not do anything just to do it, just to plug a hole to make it look like we're plugging it. I think we're only going to make a move, you know, when we feel like it really upgrades the team.
Could you have applied for the injury exception with Tracy, or why? How'd that different?
Well, I think we could have. We chose not to.
Okay. Why are you deceived by teams who, hey, I got a center for you?
You know what, we are actually. Yeah.
Others, I'm sure you're getting.
You know how I always talk about the 7-footers that we won't get just because they're 7-footers? Yeah, those are the ones that we're calling.
Along the lines of Chris's question, but why would you choose not to do an injury exception connected to Tracy versus someone with Yao? What's the strategy?
We chose the one we thought the best likelihood of succeeding.
Has Tracy begun work on the court, running on the floor and so on?
My last intel was no, but I haven't gotten a report in probably a week and a half. So
well, he wasn't supposed to until July.
Yeah, so I don't think so. Yeah.
You don't think so even now?
I haven't gotten a report. We get every 1 or 2 weeks report from his rehab folks. So.
Why use an injury exception as opposed to the regular exception now and the injury exception later? I mean, why'd you choose to do it this way?
Well, again, because the injury exception can only be used on one player, so you may as well use it on the one player that fits that max amount, and the other one now I can break up. So if we had used it on the mid-level, then I'd only have one player I could use.
Oh, so you can't break up the injury exception?
No, you can't. No.
Daryl, can you talk about less than a year ago, you went to war with three guys you thought you could win a championship with, and now all three probably won.
Yeah, no, that's frustrating. I felt like, you know, I think we made the right choice to sort of go all in terms of if we had all those guys healthy, I do think we would have been right there. You know, you can't say you're going to be better than the eventual champion, the Lakers, until you do it, but I think we would have been right there with them. We were right there with them without those guys. So we feel like, yeah, that it was the right choice to try and get it all together for that run. And, you know, it is frustrating we're not here today talking about how we just won the title and we're keeping it together. But, you know, you got to take reality as reality and push ahead and do the best.
What impresses you the most about Trevor, that he's a guy that you want to build around now?
Yeah, just, well, we love defensive players. Still think they're underrated around the league. Trevor's, we think, one of the best wing defenders. Trevor also knows how to contribute within whatever offense he's been in. He does what the coach asks him, and he's got the ability to do that. And I think, you know, in our offense, coach feels like he can ask more of him, given his athleticism, his quickness. We're going to be obviously more up-tempo next year without Yao and Tracy for sure for the start of the season. So I think we're going to be up-tempo, and he fits within that too as well.